During the Chazanish, we're up to page Yod, Yod Beis, the 12th paragraph. Kavdak mistarea ben achochma v'asichlut. There's a thin line bordering between wisdom and foolishness. V'lo yiten la'adam likanes leichal achochma, ach ein ha'adinut ve'alizat ha'neshama, mocheket et kav ha'chotzetz kalil, umsilat achochma lefanav lemishor. But sensitive eye and a soul that is happy, that is rejoicing, can obliterate that border between foolishness and happiness. And once one has attained that sensitive eye and the joy of the soul, then the path of wisdom is now straight before him. But man, who is compared to a wild boar, man is bound by the shackles of desire as he is when he is born. When a baby is born, the baby is wailing, all he wants is to nurse. You touch a baby's cheek, what does he do? He opens his mouth and he goes for it. All he knows is what he wants. He grows a little bit more, he knows a little bit more about what he wants. But that's what a child is. All he knows are his desires. The whole world seems to revolve around him. If someone yells, he starts crying because it must be they're upset at him because everything's connected to him. He can't imagine there's a world outside him. So, man is bound with the shackles of desire like the day he is born. We think we're more mature. Raduf mamtakim, man pursues sweets. I did not give out candies on purpose this class. Ra'ev tanugim, man constantly feels ravenous for worldly pleasures. Ragzan tmidi, and he is perpetually angry. Man constantly finds annoyances, grievances, room to anger, male ga'ava, suffused with arrogance, gamim chunan b'kishron ha'chokhma b'tchunat nishmato. Even if this type of human being, who is like the wild boar, who is bound with shackles of desire, who pursues amenities and sweets and pleasures, and has arrogance and anger, even if he is granted the skill, the capacity to be very smart, and he has extraordinary insight, he has extraordinary capacity for understanding, he will not succeed in his studies because decrepit traits cover up his heart and seal off his brain. And then he can no longer enter the gates of wisdom or understanding. We're talking about a specific wisdom, the wisdom of Torah. We're not talking about understanding science or mathematics. Ki besoda chokhma nimin dakin shririm adinim lo yir'um ein basal. In the secrets of the wisdom of the Torah, there are these fine hairs, these sensitive muscles that the human eye doesn't see, but rather rak ein adina shel lev adin. Only a sensitive eye of a sensitive heart can perceive them. So, again, the Chazon Ish said there's a fine line that divides wisdom from foolishness. And if one wants to enter the rooms of wisdom, so then one has to cross over from his foolishness. The only way to enter these levels of wisdom of the Torah is to develop a sensitivity, to have a soul that's happy, to have the proper traits, and then one can have the sensitivity which allows him to perceive the depths of Torah. This is the idea, we say, that derech eretz kadma la Torah. You have to first have a basic humanistic approach to other people. There has to be a basic ethic that precedes learning Torah. And from that we develop our traits. As we develop our traits, we can develop the sensitivities that will allow us to perceive the wisdom of the Torah. If a person walks into a Machon Meir and he's still completely attached to the world he came from, he's going to have a very hard time connecting with what's going on here. Shabbat is great. The Cholent is wonderful. The trips are fantastic. But what about the content? So you could look at some of it and say, that's nice. But as you start getting into the finer details of the Torah and the Halacha, there a person has to develop a sensitivity in order to appreciate the wisdom of the Torah. You can't just walk in and think that you'll continue life as is and be able to connect. There's a sensitivity that has to be developed. The person has to be kind. A person has to be caring. A person has to be in control of his desires. A person has to be humble. Arrogance always stands in the way of understanding Torah. So that's what the Chazon Ish is saying. Although man is born as a wild boar, the question is how he develops. And if he does not develop, then he will not be able to enter the chambers of the wisdom and understanding of Torah. A wise man prepares the tubes in his heart. Again, this is a metaphor. He prepares the pipelines for his heart and soul for this delicate wisdom. And so through these tubes that he's prepared, through these pipes, he wisdom flows into his heart and his soul. And again, the Chazon Ish is coming back to the point we stressed yesterday. In order to really connect, there has to be happiness of the soul. There has to be a certain rejoicing of the spirit. If one feels accomplishment and one feels happiness in what he's doing, then one can connect. There has to be a thirst for wisdom, a hunger for understanding. All of these, when a person works on his traits correctly, so then that's the foundation for having these pathways to one's heart, that yearning for wisdom. So the Chazon Ish is again delineating the idea he began with yesterday, the idea that when it comes to Torah, it's not a question of IQ. It is also a question of development of one's traits. You can't just have an IQ and think that you're going to conquer the Torah. The capacity to understand Torah and perceive the wisdom of the Torah is contingent on a sensitivity that's developed as one develops one's traits, as one develops one's inner peace, one's tranquility, one's happiness with life, one's jubilation at living, chedvat ha'chayim, this lust for life, the zest for life, that a person can be happy with life. With all that, one is developing himself to have the capacity to perceive the wisdom of the Torah.